Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. I've often heard people say that they're happy for individuals to have a Christian faith so long as it's kept as a private matter. Jesus' words here prove that there's no way in which a Christian faith can be kept private. Those who live close to God will be shaped by their faith from the moment they wake up in the morning. Everything about their life will flow out of their Christian commitment. Like salt, their influence will have an inevitable impact on all those who come into contact with them. One of the distinguishing features of salt is that it's very different from the foods that it accompanies. It's useful and tasty precisely because it's different. So too, as Christians, we're encouraged to be different from the society in which we live. Our morality and standards are not shaped by our society, but by God. And so it should never be a surprise when we stand out from the people around us. The Apostle Paul was very clear about the need for this when he addressed the small group of Christians in Rome. The pressures upon them must have been immense, but he urged them not to copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. One of the key characteristics of salt is that it's a preservative. With refrigeration, we're hardly aware of this function of salt, but until recent history, it was of crucial importance for preserving food. Jesus calls on his followers to get deeply involved in the life of society in order to uphold high standards. The worst of all worlds is when salt becomes contaminated and loses its distinctive taste. Churches, similarly, need to beware of fitting in with society so closely that they've nothing distinctive and godly to share. It's high praise when someone is described as the salt of the earth. And we should all long to live so close to God that we're able to share his distinctive flavour with the people around us. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you able to be salt in your community? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live so close to you that your loving, gracious influence touches those around us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.